Okay, I'll take a turn here then. Thursday night, came home from work. My friend Bob had come into town. We were headed down to Dayton Hamvention on Friday morning. So we attended. I had signed up for the online National Weather Service training, so we went through that training. Finished up with that about 8:30. We finished getting packed. So by the time we were done, got everything ready, it was just a little after 10 or so, so we went to bed about 10:30. And, of course, about 11:30 or so, the first weather warning went off for severe thunderstorm watch and that, and then everything started to go south from there after the severe thunderstorm warning and then two tornado warnings for the county. We did get a net started. Thank you for everyone that checked into the net. I got to go back and look at what I wrote down there. I think we had 7 or 8 check-ins for that net, and that was really good for that time of the night and early into the morning. But again, if you get woke up on that weather alarm and you're a spotter, then you pretty much are going to get up and see what's going on. So I thank you for all of that. Unfortunately, we did have a touchdown out in St. Charles area that went through the Kimberly Oaks golf course into the railroad park across M-52 into some subdivisions. And looking on the news tonight, they had some stories. There was a fair amount of damage from that. They classified it as an EF0 tornado. Also had some wind damage in various other parts of the county that were reported. I was looking at that from Weather Service on my National Weather Service chat program. Let me break. The emergency coordinators, your media, weather, meteorologists and things are part of that program along with myself as EC. So they posted several pictures of damage in other areas of the county. Total right now, the last time I looked, we are now at 25 tornadoes for the state of Michigan. Our average for the year is 15 in Michigan. We are currently at 25 tornadoes and roughly 3 major events. So back in March 30th, on April 4th, and then one on Thursday. They've been coming up quite a bit, and if you look at the news, there are tornado outbreaks across the U.S. almost on a nightly basis now. So I hope this isn't something that's going to occur, continue to occur like this, or we're in for some trouble here. So other parts of the state were also hit in the Grand Rapids jurisdiction over there, too. I believe another 5 more on that side of the state. So it might be an active session here. So thank you for everyone that checked in with that. Let me break again. Needless to say, by the time the weather event got canceled about 1:30 in the morning and I got to bed and logged the information, it was closer to 2 o'clock. We were up at 4 o'clock in the morning. We left about 4:45 to head for Dayton. So with just about an hour and a half, not quite 2 hours of sleep, we were on the road to Dayton. Got down there. Normally I like to get down about before 10 o'clock or the parking lot fills up, but I was listening to the Dayton talk-in station, and we were still about a half hour out, and they're saying, well, the parking lot at the high school is about 80 to 90% full. So not real good for parking, but we did make it there to the high school. We did park, although it wasn't on the pavement. They had us parking in the grass out by the bus garage, so luckily, the grass was dry, it was solid, so we could park there and not end up getting stuck, so that was a good thing. Weather down there was really pretty good for once. It was sunny and nice, calm breezes on Friday, had a really good day there. Attended a couple of forums while we were there and looked through the vendors. Saturday, we went out to the flea market, although the winds come up, quite breezy on Saturday. And, of course, a cold front on Friday night, we had storms roll through. There was a couple of tornado warnings and thunderstorms warning for Greene County, where our hotel was located. Some very heavy rain, but by Saturday morning, everything was dry. The flea markets were still intact, so we got a good walk through there as well. So an enjoyable weekend, And first time I've came back from Dayton with cash in my pocket still, so didn't spend a whole lot down there this year. Just picked up a few odds and ends and that needed to replenish things. So, all right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins before we hit the 73 round? Please call now.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.